Zechanishmas Avi Murray Yaakov bin Yisrael Pilchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shane Abbas Yeshua Fowler. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we're starting a new packet today, packet 20A. And then there's a supplement to 20A. Okay, so we've been discussing Libun and Hagalah. We didn't yet define how hot Libun has to be. But there's another important point that we didn't articulate yet. And that is on page 4 in 20A. And the and it's quoted in the Berak HaBayis on page 4 by the Ra'ah on page 4, and he says there's a fundamental difference between Libun and Hagalah. In other words, obviously there's a physical difference. Libun is with fire and Hagalah is with water, but conceptually there's a fundamental difference of how the two of them operate. And look in the Ra'ah here, the Berak HaBayis, on page 4. V'hari yodeh d'achzorz kishonet enu hechsha kagolus b'kli matkos, d'hosom l'hafli machabola, aval libun mishum mokom enu maflit kol isa shabola ki lihu, shumichala isa shabasocho. In other words, he says like this. What is Hagalah? Hagalah means that the tam is of the, whatever it is going to come out. Either it'll come out into the water and be bottled b'shishim, or you do it already when it's Eina Ben Yomo, and it'll come out, it'll be pagam, and it'll go back in the pagam, which is mutter. So, so it's, it's pilot. The Isser is niflat. That's what Hagalah is. But Libun is that the Isser itself gets burnt up. The Isser itself gets burnt up. And that's what Libun is. Nothing is coming out. Nothing is coming out. But it gets so hot that whatever tam inside the kli, it just burns up. It gets destroyed. Who? So that's what happens with a libun, that it gets burnt up. And that's the that's what's happening. Oh, and the simple nafkimina is that, like Rav Abai pointed out, when you're doing libun, you don't have to wait 24 hours, because the whole idea of waiting 24 hours is one it to become pogum. So this way, if you don't have shishim in the water, and they'll come out of the water, go back in, but going back in is not a problem because tchilas b'liyaso livgam. But if something is just burnt up, so it doesn't matter that you just use it an hour ago. It's burnt up. And that's the yisod of Libun. Now, the question at hand is, how hot does it need to be for Libun? So let's take a look. Yeah. in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, we know that on page 17, Zayin Hilchos Pesach, he says, "Halacha dal kelim shemishtamshim b'hem al yedei ha'or, kagon shvudim v'achzalos kayotze b'hem tzrichim liban v'liban hu ad page 18." Shehu nitzotzos nitzin mehem. You need the sparks. Sparks are flying out. Yesh mekilim islamin kol kach shakash nisraf alav mi bachutz. Or maybe if you it gets so hot that if you'd put a piece of cash, you know, on the kli, it would burn. So the question is, what is that? How hot is that? Because lemaisa, we don't have, like Rav Schachter pointed out, Rabbi Jachter has in his book, the way our kelim are today, they're coated, they don't have sparks coming out. So what is it? So some poskim say, it's around, I say, 900 degrees. That's what some poskim say. 900 or 750 or something like that. That's a lot. Now, Rav Abadi, in his Sefer, he has a big chiddush. Take a look on page 27 in the Or Yitzchak. So he says, Chosav HaMechaber, Haliban hu, Achi yu, Nitzotzos Nitzin. So he says, Shalta, Eich efshar hayom lelaban, Chayu Nitzotzos Nitzin, Mehen, Kevin shahayom, Hachomer shal kelim lo nase, Odom bachom. He says, Whereas the kelim we have today, it doesn't get red hot, right? Like when you heat up a pot, something it's not going to get. It's not the metzias. So he wants to say the chiddush. He says on page 27, second line, on the left, top. Be'echus sh'lo yazil bosa taima chush nisoyin yoid shim tasim lechem shekvar haya ofoi v'tarichu achshav betonor mesha chatzi shah b'chom gavoa lo yishem imenu lechem el gush zorof kena b'liya hishamashu katan ma'od v'vada yinisufa gam pachas d'man mizavu pashut. So everybody says like this. If you would take a piece of bread, right, and you'd put it in the oven, right? And say you'd put it there for half an hour, in a, not 900, something much lower, 350, 400, something like that. What would the bread look like in a half an hour? No? It would be all black, charcoal, right? More than just toast, it would be... Okay. So Rav Abadi says like this: Ma doch a be'en, a piece of bread that's a be'en. That, well, if you have 300 degrees, 350, 400, and you leave it there for half an hour, it's burned up. So kal v'chomer, a bliya, which is so much more insignificant, is going to be totally destroyed in that amount of time. Whereas he says he doesn't think that the shear that the poskim give of 900 degrees, 750, blowtorch, all these things is really necessary for libun meikir hadin. L'maisa, you know, that's one point he makes. Now, another point is the following. There is a halacha which I never fully discussed with you, and that's called Liban Kal. Liban Kal is a lower form of Liban. It's a lower form of Liban. And Liban Kal, basically, we'll see, the source of Liban Kal is not found in the Gemara, this concept of Liban Kal. It's found in the Mordechai. And let me tell you what Liban Kal is all about. What Liban Kal is all about is whenever you need Hagala, if you don't want to do Hagala, you could substitute Hagala with Liban Kal. You can substitute Hagalah with Liban Kal. Which is sometimes easier, because Hagalah you have to work with the water and the spilling, you know. You can substitute Hagalah with Liban Kal. Now, how much is Liban Kal? So many posts can say, well, if Liban Chomor is 900 or 750, so Liban Kal is like 550. But it's interesting that if you really look in the sources of where's the Liban Kal, where's the source of Liban Kal? It's not a Gemara. On page 14 in the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. He says like this. He says like this. The last word on the line, I put two arrows. So you look at the bottom arrow, one line above the bottom arrow. The last word on the line is heter. V'osan ablus heter, kagon shel cholov. Right? In other words, it's a heter bala, so you only need what? You only need Hagala. So tzrichim labno gnei lavas of tem pashtida shal basar o ipcha. Has eid tzrichim liban godol den shir's klipa al rak at shetehe yad so lettuce bo mishnei evareha. Wow. So he says, so Rav Abadi says, if you look in the real source of this din of liban kal, it's only yad so lettuce bo. It's only Yatzo Lettuce. Which is, how much would you say Yatzo Lettuce was? Well, like something like 130 or something, you know, something, you know, much less than, which works in very good. Because Rav Abadi Shita is that Liban Chomer could be like 350, 400. So Liban Kal is Yatzo Lettuce. The others that are saying that Liban Chomer is 900, 700, Liban Kal is 550. But if you look in the poskim in the Mordechai, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Mordechai, really Meikar Adin, it's only Yatsu lettuce bowl. So why is it that people say it's much more? Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't use the word Yatsu lettuce bowl.
I mean, the Mordechai doesn't literally say the words Liv and Kal, but I guess that's what Bord will assume he's referring to, because it's just Liv and Gadol.
Right.
That was the assumption?
Yeah. Here, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, on page 18, so first he says you need Liv and Chomer. Right, and then the third line: Menogim kesvar rishonu b'chol davar shedino b'libun, aval davar shedino b'hagala rach sheyesh bo tzedakim o shemachmir labno sagi b'libun kal kazeh. You only need to leave in kal. You only need Liv and Kal. But he never... But the Shulchan Aruch never uses the words Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. It's... he uses the words Shekash Nisraf Alav Mi Bachutz. Right, that if you take a piece of kash, from the wheat, the stalk, and you put it by the clay, it'll burn. Which is probably more than Yatzo lettuce bowl. So, but the question is that really said? Maybe that's just to. Everybody speaks about this. I don't know, but that's what he holds. So the Shulchan Aruch, I think Rabbi Moskowitz quotes from David Feinstein, never uses it. Could be that's a way of knowing that for sure you got there, if it's already that amount. But Lemaisa, so this happens all the time when somebody comes to me. Just yesterday, I think somebody said they had a frying pan. I think it was a Edo Ben Yomo Fleishik frying pan that they had milk in it, or vice versa. So according to everybody, you put it on the. So it could be. So we discussed yesterday, what does a frying pan really need? Does a frying pan need Libun or Hagala, right? But now we're learning today that even if it needs Hagala, then Libun Kal could substitute for Hagala. And that you could do. So if you hold like Rav Abadi, the Mikra Din, it's only Yatzo lettuce bowl, so that's pretty easy. In other words, you could just put it on, Rav Abadi holds, you could just put it on the stovetop, turn on the fire, put the frying pan on, and then for sure you got Yatzo lettuce bowl. If you leave it there, believe me, if you leave it there for say a half an hour, you turn on the fire, and it'll be very hot. You wouldn't, your finger will, try to put your finger there. It won't last too long. It'll be Yatzo lettuce bowl. So a lot of times, if you want, you can even put it in the oven. But sometimes the oven things can get ruined. But Rav Abadi holds anything that you put in the oven is going to be even Liban Chomer. But even the people that say that that's Liban Kal, but a lot of times you only need Liban Kal, because a lot of times what happens in your house sometimes, in your house usually doesn't happen. That your mother came home with treif meat by mistake. Right? That's usually not what happens. What could happen is you use the milchik thing for a fleishik or vice versa. That's what usually could happen. Now, if you say, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we learned yesterday, that what? that the Shulchan Aruch Harav that we learned yesterday said that whenever there's milchik and then fleishik, or fleishik then milchik, right, all you need is hagala. That's called heterabola, right? Remember yesterday in the Alter Rebbe, right? So then, once it's heterabola and you only need hagala, so then libun kal could also be sufficient. And then that would be very easy to do. So it's not very often that, you know, we're dealing with a situation that we need libun chomer anyway. So for libun chomer, a lot of times we just need hagala. And once it's, and you put it in the oven, that's for sure. Even the people who say you need 550, say, for libun kal would agree. It's certainly according to Rav Abadi that you only need that libun kal is just yatzo lettuce bowl. So it would be very easy to do things. Because the advantage of libun kal is it's easy to do. In other words, libun hagala, you know, is hard with the water. It's, you know, it's not so easy. You know, you have to make sure every part is you know, covered with the water, etc. But if you say like that, then. So,
is there a situation where one could, you know, can you substitute a libun with a hagala, or that's, you know, you can't do that because, like Oak said earlier, that.
No, if you need libun, you need libun.
Right, but here technically we're saying that libun kal you could do instead of a hagala, right?
Right.
So can you do the opposite? Can you get rid of a libun that's required using a hagala?
If you need libun, no, because libun kal, you can't do libun kal when you need libun chomer.
Right.
So then you can't do hagala when you need libun. The question is what libun is. In other words, if you put something in the oven at 350 degrees for half an hour, so many would say that's not libun chomer, maybe a stretch that's libun kal. Rav Abadi holds that not only it's libun kal, it's even libun chomer, because he holds, his svara is that anything, if there's enough of heat that it could burn a be'en, it could burn up a piece of bread, then certainly any blia should be able to be burnt. Some say, I think Rabbi Tuchman said over a svara that maybe it's inside the kli, it's harder to burn up than when you have a piece of bread that's outside. But I think the Rav Abadi svara is very good, because it's a be'en should be much harder to burn up than a blia, even though the blia is inside. You know, what is a blia? You know, ask a... So that's where everybody's vort, that if madach, a piece of bread can get burnt up in the oven, so then technically, anytime you need a libun, you usually don't need a libun. You know, like, for example, when you kasher an oven, right? So if you have a self-cleaning oven, so that could get like 900 degrees, or you know, you use a blowtorch. I'm not a big fan of using blowtorches. Blowtorches is when you go to shul on the first day of Pesach and you see somebody who has a cast on their arm, and then you ask him what happened, and they say because they used a blowtorch to try to, you know, so if you want to avoid having any casts on your arm, so you don't need to use a blowtorch. Because some hold you need a blowtorch to kasher the oven. So, like for Pesach and things like that. But the pasha pshat is you don't even need libun for an oven. You see, many people hold that if you have self-cleaning, so then maybe that's like libun. But even if you don't have self-cleaning, say your oven only gets up to 600. So it's not, say, libun according to that standard. So according to Rav Abadi, that certainly is libun. But there's another vort, and that is like this. There are two vorts. Let me tell you two mahalchim. One mahalch is that there's a concept of kikabolo kach polto. In other words, if your oven never got 900 because it doesn't get there, so then, well, so you don't need the kasher with 900 because it never got there. But one can argue with it. They say, Rabbi Blumenkranz always used to say that was Rav Soloveitchik's opinion, but it could be that's not, you could argue with that. Because one could claim that Liban is an objective shear. So even though it never got 900 degrees, but maybe Liban is an objective shear, even though it only went in with 400 degrees. That's the going to see, the Prima Gadim holds, the Rav Moshe Feinstein held that way. It's an objective shear of Liban. Liban is an objective shear.
Liban
Chomer is an objective shear. We don't say, in other words, some want to say that you say Kibol Kach Polto, that if you need Liban, but the Liban only went in with say 600, so then the Kasher should only need 600 also. Right? But. That's what some say, but others say no, the Liban is an objective shear. One second, let me just say one thing, and then I'll hear you. Okay? So that's one mahalach to explain why people kasher ovens and they don't use blowtorches. Because in other words, why do people use blowtorches? Because they don't have a self-cleaning oven, so they claim my oven doesn't get 900, so I need to use a blowtorch. So one way out of that is to say no, but if your oven never got to 900, then you don't need 900 to kasher. But Rav Moshe doesn't like that heter, because he quotes from the Prima Gadim that it's an objective shear. Liban is an objective shear. Like we said from the Roa, Liban is soref de b'liabim komo, so then it doesn't matter whether how much it has to be enough heat that'll go in, that'll be a blia, but not necessarily enough heat to destroy the tam. But the other pshat, which I like more, is that, and that's the, we'll see who says it, the Klach Shel Ezov has it in his Haggadah. And that is, today, the ovens that we have today, it's not like, like you have a pizza oven, right? So a pizza oven, the dough is mamish on the oven. But what do we have today? When you have an oven in your family's home, you don't put the food on the racks. There's a tin. So the worst case scenario is that there's zeya. And we said maybe there's no even zeya by ovens, right? Maybe there's no zeya by ovens. So, but if the worst case scenario that was Zeya, but Zeya you don't need Liban for. Zeya you just need Hagola. And Hagola you could do Liban Kal. And even if you want Liban Machmir, the Liban Kal is 550, so your oven can get to 550. So you don't have to say the Pshad in the oven is because it's Kabolo Kach Polto, that you can just say that the oven doesn't need real Liban Chomer, because the worst case scenario is Zeya. What do you think of that? So that's the other Mahalach. I like that Mahalach more. Okay, now I'll listen to if any of you wanted to say something.
I wanted to say that. I think it's a bit Chiddush to say that Kabbalah, you take Kabbalah Kach Balta to the extreme. I mean, not like a salvation, because then you have, well, I said, that's after the Rechelish urine. Every time,
right.
I was going to say, I use 500, so for me it's 500, another guy's 350, another guy's 300.
Right. It's the Sata Rechelish urine, it becomes very subjective.
Right. And also, the day of part, the fact that you would only need Hagala is based on the Shulchan Harab.
What?
Why would you only need Zeya? I mean, let's say you have,
What?
You mentioned yesterday there are Mami Pana. So according to him, would you need a Blias of Zeya, a Blas of the Column?
Say again.
According to what you said yesterday, from the Ramami Bano.
All right.
Would you need Liban if you had it by for Zaya? If you had Basa Bechalov, Bleas and Basa Bechalov in your oven?
Yeah, in other words, if you had Bleas and Basa Bechalov in your oven from Zaya, so you want to say that that would be the no buffer.
Right.
Right. Yeah, maybe according to the Ramami Panu from yesterday, maybe you'd need, it's like the blood from that we discussed yesterday.
Right.
So there's no buffer. Okay, but that's assuming that, you know, but that we assume like that Ramami Panu. If we don't assume like that Ramami Panu, then they're not. But yeah, that's the point. And let me show you the Prima Garden. Huh. On page 10. Leaving should come. No, let's see here. Ramosha has a tshuva where he talks about what Liban is. Here, take a look here on page 25. Says Lachain Nichem Mashaklisha Tashmisho de Or Afma Oven Shalohoyu Nitotas Nidzin Mehem Namitsarch Liban Shi Nitotas Nidzin. Whereas if you had Liba, if you had a Kli that it got so hot that there were sparks, then there weren't sparks. It didn't get that hot. But you still need a Liban that Nitotas Nidzin because it's an objective shear. That's what Ramosha writes. And that's based on the Prima Gadim. That's based on the Prima Gadim. He said that you don't have that by Liban Kibolo Kach Palto. By Hagola, if it came in through you know, Eroy, so you could do it with Eroy. But he doesn't think that that you have it by Liban. Exact line in the okay. Yeah, Rabbi Jachter has in his book about the different shiurim here of Leibon Kahal here. He quotes on page 42, Rabbi Jachter quotes, you know, this idea of Kabbalah Pekach Polto by Lieben. But the Parshat Pshat, you don't even have to come on to that. Because the Bliya is usually a Bliya from Zayah. So it's not so often. In other words, if you're having a kashering a Baal Tshuva's house, you know, so Himamish used food, you know, and a spit and things like that. So, okay, there's more to talk about. But in most cases, when we're kashering in our own house, unless you made a mistake and you bought non-kosher meat and you put it directly on the thing, it's not so often that you're going to really need a real Liban. And anyway, Rabbi Badi is making what real Liban is based on the Sfarah that we said yesterday. The Sfarah that we said today. Let me just see if there's anything here. Yes. But if you want to see the Svara about about today's Kalim, you look in the Arugas Habosem on page 26. He says, He says, Zaya doesn't need Liban. Unless, like you said, who said this? Sani. It was, it's different when you don't hold like Ramami Panu. Then the question on page 30 is about microwaves. You know, there's a mechtavim from Rav Nachum Rabinovich and Rav Henkin. Rav Nachum Rabinovich was just nifter recently. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Mala Adumim. That was his last position. He was a Rav in South Carolina. He was a big Talmid Chacham. So, so he discusses a microwave, whether you can kasher it for Pesach. So he discusses it with Franken. And how the microwave works. But he says, one thing he writes is the ikur is that you shouldn't put the food directly on the thing, put it in a kli like we normally do. And then he says,
call from Brooklyn and why?
On page 31. Shebenidon didon afilu nichush penezioch solum so atonum in a chomets, gamke any loss of Yankee Kosle atona zehim chamin, fafimaze hi chama, ato hi connected she shetacha koslum. You have a vent. And once I want to see if you can find that line. Okay. Okay, we'll get. I have to show you the line. Okay, we'll see it maybe tomorrow. Okay, so these are from very important yesodas that we did today about the ra'ah, the difference between how Liban works versus how Hagala works, and the discussion of the idea of what the shear of Liban is practically. And then the question is, what's the concept of Liban Chom or Liban Kal, and what the shear of that is practically, and that could be very useful, in, you know, and the question of kashering ovens. Again, it could be Migur HaDin like we've said in the past, that ovens don't really need to be kashered, because as we saw from Rav Abadi, Rav Vosner, that our ovens
are...
Our ovens are so hot that it gets burnt up.
Also, Rebbe, there's no rotein, right?
There's no...
You have to have a medium of rotein for it to...
Okay, we'll see about that. Okay.
Rebbe, do people use like Hagala nowadays, or it feels like it's all Liban? Especially if you just swap
and even I mean, people do Hagala too. I do Hagala. Every, you know, we have, you know, a fork gets mixed up. You know, we have Fleischer fork. But by the way, on page 5 in supplement to 28A, that's where the Prima Gadim is. He says the second line, like Yeshlom Shemesh Mitnutzim Nitzim Shvur Cham Kulo Kav Gam Mikol Mokum Haylav Tam Gil Lachsov Be'en V'chol She'en Itzotzos Ein Sorif. V'chol She'en Sorif. If you don't have Nitzotzos Nitzim, it's not going to... But then, if shemesh alayish b'li mashke tzorch b'isur mashke sheyun tzotzes nitzin. I've got the shemesh b'ein tzotzes. See, that's the key line. Even though this is the Prima Gadim here, on page 5, it's Prima Gadim on page 5 in the supplement of 28. It says even if you used it in a lower temperature, but it's an objective shear. Okay, I want to say, but I basically did with you these two packets of the yesodas that I wanted to do with you. There's more stuff we'll see in the next packet. Okay. So we'll see where we'll start with from tomorrow message, and maybe we'll go on to the next packet. Okay, let me say good morning. Good morning, Harav Ben Katz. Good morning, Sonny. Good morning, Yossi Wachtel. Good morning, Avi Lichtshine.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Michael Kay. Good morning, Eli Deutsch. And good morning, David Amster.
Morning,
okay, so we're good. So we'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. And Bez Hashem. Okay, have a good day. Call to it.
Yeah.